and John and Teresa Whitty are in our studios with our Rural Solutions Technology Update show, and it's the first show of the season.
Yes, it is. It's a new year.
Yeah.
Woohoo. Everybody's excited.
Been waiting for this one.
Yeah, we have. The last show we did,
we reviewed his 2020 prognostications for the tech world and to see how he did. And I think we gave him a B+?
B+. Yep. A-minus,
yeah. A-minus, B+. B+, yep. on how he predicted, even with all the craziness in 2020.
Yep.
Solid 3.4 average. You know, I'll take that.
So this week, we're going to look at what his prognostications are for 2021. What's going to happen in this year?
In the technology world.
In the technology world.
And John is really good at this because we compare every January 1st.
Yeah, you guys hold me accountable pretty good. Yep. And so, yeah.
I can't wait. The office here at the radio station been asking him when. let's see what John has to say about what's going to happen in the technology world in 2021.
Okay, yeah. John, we're turning it over to you. Go. Well,
you know, the biggest thing obviously is COVID and all the changes that we've had. So, a lot of these are just kind of an extension of that. And of course, obviously, we don't know what the future brings because last year we didn't see any of these things coming. You know, but. The first one I have, more businesses they're now comfortable with working remotely. You know,
absolutely.
I mean, that's a given. You know, I know small business, large business, everybody, not everybody's working from home, but so many people are working from home that never considered it before. And I think that's going to be, you know, the main trend. Even after all the COVID stuff is behind us and we turn to quote unquote normal.
Mm-hmm.
This has opened up so many opportunities for people to work from home. And I'm super excited about that. As
I think a lot of people are.
As a rural, small town guy, you know, I think it brings opportunities out here for people to, you know, because everybody always says, you know, oh, I wish we could live out there, but there's nothing, you know, no work or whatever, you know, all the excuses we all hear. And, you know, it's a possibility now. I mean, people can come out here. We have great technology in this area. You know, our internet speeds are, you can't get that in some parts of the metro, you know, what we have now.
Right.
And I think that's going to be very good for our area.
Yep.
And we have a couple that they live in Minneapolis in the summer, and then in the winter they go to Florida, and they've both been able to work all year round, you know, remotely.
Yep.
So they can go to Florida and they continue their jobs that are in the cities.
Yep.
And, well, that's happened to Maynard's daughter, Amber. I'm just going to mention this. Amber and her husband both living and working in the cities, and they both can do their jobs on computer now, and that's the way it's going to stay. So they moved out to Madison. How about that?
I believe there's a trend
that's going to be happening. And I think a year from now when you guys grade this, I think we're going to be able to think of several couples that have come out here because of that. And I'm just excited about that.
Yep.
And, you know, what it means for our main street, too, you know, because these people are going to eat and go to movies and, you know, all these things.
Hopefully.
Join our schools and all that.
Good one.
Yeah. And another part of this, it's kind of the same thing, but, you know, we're going to see businesses that are streamlining. You know, they have, right now, maybe they have this huge office space where they have, you know, 20 people in little cubicles and all that. I think that's going to go away. I think you're going to see big business becoming smaller. Physically smaller, a smaller footprint and all that.
Yep.
And I don't know. I think it's going to be fun to watch. I think it's going to be interesting with the economy, you know, all the changes that are going on, I think it's going to be quite a fun thing. So that's first one.
Good.
Second thing, virtual meetings are going to stay after COVID-19 is done. How many, a year ago from now, did you know what Zoom was?
Nope.
Everybody knows what Zoom is now.
I wish I did. I would have invested in it.
Yeah.
Right. I mean, nowadays, we got Zoom, we got Google Meet, Microsoft Teams, Skype, Facebook Messenger, Discord. That's more of a gamer's thing, but GoToMeeting, these are all things that are used by everybody almost every week now, for everything from meeting to learning to just having fun, recreation, all those things.
Yeah, we played a game this Christmas with our family over Zoom, and I don't know. Do you remember what that was called?
I don't.
Oh, yeah.
But it was a fun.
But it was an online game, and we could all play together.
Yep, kind of like that. A game show.
Yeah.
And it was really neat.
It was a lot of fun. And we would, on our phones, we would vote or whatever. Yep. We would make our choices. And
yep.
But think of how that's going to affect us in the next year as far as keeping in touch with family and friends. I mean, there's one thing to make a call and, you know, it's nice to hear their voice and hear what's up with them. But something about the visual, too. And
especially kids, grandkids.
Yep.
Yeah. And grandkids are going to be growing up in that world. And they're going to think it's going to be like the Jetsons, you know.
Yeah. The Jetsons.
Remember the Jetsons?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. I mean, that's here.
Yep.
And just boom, one button, and you're talking face to face to the team. Granted, technology isn't going to come this year that they can reach through and say, get in your office. Okay. You know, but
yep.
Anyway. laptops versus PCs. I think with all of these, you know, the, I don't know, being mobile, everything is being mobile. I think laptops are really gaining market share on the regular PCs.
Yeah, have you seen that? For years, we've continued to say that there's a place for desktops, and mostly in business, because people like that. I mean, you have it set up here where you have the larger monitor and the keyboard, and it's more ergonomic. And but I.
You think that's going to go away, you mean?
More. Oh. I think that we're going to see less desktops as people need to be able to be more mobile to take their computer home with them.
Yeah, people want to just be able to take their computer wherever they go, you know, work or
play.
Does
a laptop have the capability of memory like a desktop does?
Or? Absolutely.
It does. Okay. There's more cost. You know, I got some pros and cons there. You know, laptops are more portable. There's less clutter on your desk. You know, you can have a nice, just a table to work on, and that's your desk. And they usually have a built-in camera and microphone for meetings and things like that. But, you know, I just don't feel that they last as long as a PC. You know,
yeah.
PCs are just probably because they stay there and they're not getting jostled. Some things, you know, like video editing, you know, mixing sound like in front of you. And, you know, there's a lot of things that you just can't do from a laptop because you need more, you know, screens or whatever. PCs, I think, are more secure too. You know, laptops, when everybody's jumping on these public Wi-Fis, that's kind of scary. But so it's not that we're done with the old PCs, desktops. The desktops, but I think, yeah, by far, PCs or laptops are going to be the most popular.
That'll be interesting to see how that goes on.
We've seen a lot of that already.
Yeah,
I've
already
sold a lot of laptops this year.
Yep.
All right, number four. John's predicting the future here.
I'm calling this one privacy and bias, pay to play. So we've got, you know, we all have our feelings about media right now. Good, bad, and otherwise. And we were seeing even, what do you call it, like a Facebook and these
social media
in general. You know, there's all these things about they're getting skewed and, you know, they have their bias and all that. And I believe it's true. But I think there's going to be some coming out now, some new news, some newer media, social media things that you have to pay for. You're going to...
For what?
So I can see things that are...
Factual?
Unskewed. Yeah. I think those things are going to come out as a paid service, or maybe they share our values, our opinions, our beliefs, and, you know, you won't have to get all this other junk haters coming in, you know, and all that stuff. I think you're going to see some paid services coming in the next... It's going to be kind of like your Dish, you know, you pick your package that you want and what they want. And so I think you're going to see that everything from, and I think there's also going to be intermedium companies that come and say, okay, we'll do all your searching for you, because privacy is an issue. We know that. Just, we've had some conversations about this where we talk about something and boom, all of a sudden on our Facebook, on our Google, everything is popping up with that one thing that we were talking about just one night at home. And we're going to see people saying, hey, I'm going to find you all these things, and it's not going to give you all these ads, you know, because we're going to be the intermediary.
Let me try to explain that a little bit, because it took me a while to understand what you were saying.
I bet this vision is hard to say.
Yeah. So, like, if I Google boots, because I wanted a pair of boots, that's all they see is ads for boots, ads for boots. Instead, what he's saying is that maybe there's a place I could go online, and I could go to, let's call it folder, because there's a folder in front of me. I'm so creative. I go to folder, and I tell folder that I want to look at some boots. And so folder hooks me up, and I can look at some boots. But because I went through folder,
I'm not going to get, ads for the next 3 weeks. Okay. You know, so
I think we should invent that.
Yeah.
Let's not put folder. That on dot the air. Com. And then
don't tell anybody.
Folder. It's amazing, though, if you Google boots and how happens.
Yeah. Oh, I've never
on your sidebars.
No. Even yet today. Okay.
All right, last one.
One more. Different way to do church. You know, a lot of our churches around here have been, I'm sure they talked in meetings and stuff, you know, someday I'd like to be able to stream. I'd like to be able to reach people beyond our local congregation, you know, all these things. Something about all of this happened. So many churches, even churches that I, you know, wouldn't have thought would go
and
online.
It used to be a large church.
It used to be, yeah. And kind of typically a big town, big city church, you know, everybody's going, you know, it seems like they're going online now and having a presence, which is, I think, is tremendous. And I don't think that once we're back regular Sundays again, I don't think people are going to say, okay, let's just shelf all this equipment. Let's just keep doing this. And I think that's going to be really exciting to see where that goes by the end of 2021.
Can I throw my 2 cents worth in on that one?
Absolutely.
Do you think that's healthy? Did not meet personally.
I think it can be used as a tool to reach more people.
Okay.
Because there are people that engage well online. They prefer that method of engagement, especially the younger people. I don't think it should replace meeting in person.
Yeah.
But you have lock-ins, you know, you've got homebound people who can't make it, and then you've got the people who maybe don't want to, but they'd be willing to go online and watch something.
Okay, interesting. Yeah. I want to watch this one.
Yeah, that's going to be interesting, and I think, you know, it's a vacuum, then it's going to get filled by something, you know, that time vacuum, that and might as well fill it with positive things, so... you know, I think that's going to be a positive outreach for churches.
Okay.
So those are the five.
So real quick, the titles of your five predictions for this year, John. What do we got?
Working remotely. More businesses are going to be comfortable with it. More people are going to be working remotely. Virtual meetings are here to stay. Laptops over PCs. Privacy, pay to play, you know, and different ways to do church.
Wow. I can't wait till next year.
It's a good one.
Yeah, those are five good ones. So that was interesting. Yeah. Also, I just thought about streaming sports and how big that has become.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
That's another thing. I'd like to see where that's going to go in another year.
Well, I think church isn't the only thing that's, you know, changed in that. It's, you know, meeting, the way we do meet together.
And it's money saving, too. I mean, you don't have to have the heat the office for, you know, a night to have, you know, all these things. People can just do it right from home.
Okay. Thanks for coming in.
Thanks,
and,
Paul. Thanks,
yeah, great show again.
Happy New Year.
And Happy New Year from Rural Solutions.
From Rural Solutions. Yeah. Come on down and see us. We're on Main Street, Madison, or give us a call at 320-698-4747.
Or send us an email, support@ruralsolutions.com. And keep your eyes open for folder.com. I think that's going to be a thing.
All right. We're going to get rich this year too, right? All right. Thanks, guys.
Thanks.